to start off this morning with a word that the Lord gave me yesterday. There's times in your life where there's just a lot going on, and so you can't really do anything other than just get quiet or pray in the Spirit. And I just decided to sit in my office and just listen to praise music. And as I'm doing this, this word comes from the Lord to me. And you'll see it applies to you too. That's why I'm sharing it. It says here, whatever you asked me for, from the moment you spoke it, I went to work on your behalf. Just like I did for Daniel. Stand strong and call those things that appear to be not as though they are, and it will keep your faith from wavering. Don't let the enemy have your mouth. When you start speaking fear out of your mouth, you're aiding and abetting the enemy. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, out of the Amplified, he didn't say it out of the Amplified, but I'm saying this is the Amplified version. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe. Trust to be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. The moment you ask, be assured that you will get it. I am good for it. You can trust me. Then Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel. He was called Belshazzar. And the word was true, and it referred to great tribulation, conflict, and wretchedness. And he understood the word and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 whole weeks. Ate no pleasant or desirable food, nor did any meat or wine come into my mouth, and did not anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. I put here my own observation. It's obvious that he was so distressed he couldn't even eat or take care of himself. He was just wretch. He was a wretch. He was wretched. Have you ever been wretched? I have. It's horrible. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the bank of the great river Hiddekel, which is the Tigris, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and beheld a man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with gold of Uphaz. I think about, look at the way God's messenger, just his messenger, not his sons, his messengers. How are they clothed? Linen, which is righteousness, and gold. His body was also a golden luster like a beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and his feet like glowing burnished bronze. And the sound of his words was like the noise of a multitude of the people of the roaring of the sea. Think about how they talk. You think that's authority. What about our voice as the Son of God? And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision of this heavenly being, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them so that they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone and saw this great vision. No strength was left in me, for my fresh appearance was turned to pallor. I grew weak and faint with fright. He's just a puddle. Then I heard the sound of his words. When I heard the sound of his words, I fell on my face in a deep sleep with my face sunk to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me unsteadily upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And this is what the angel said to me. Oh, Daniel, you greatly beloved man, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For to you I am now sent. And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling. Sometimes we act like, oh, I'm just a worm. That's not how God sees you. He says, stand up, man. I got a message for you. Quit groveling. Quit groveling. Get up, stand up, act like a son of God. Then he said to me, fear not, Daniel. From the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come as a consequence of and response to your words. I want you to be assured today. If you've asked the Lord for something, be confident that from the first moment, you don't have to hound him, pester him. From the first word that you uttered, he got on the job and went to work on your behalf. He said, don't you remember what you brought Sunday? I'm going to give you a reminder. This was the breakthrough. I'm not going to do all of it, just a little bit. The people throughout the ages, through the prophets mainly, saw some miracles. What are miracles? They're breakthroughs. Because of the demonic suppression over the earth, heaven cannot get through unless, like Jesus, he stood in power and authority and was able to show the Jews heaven and the earth. He is the God of the breakthrough. He is also the God that wants heaven to reign in the earth. You know how delighted he is when you use your faith and you stand and you decree? Because that's what he wants. His kingdom come, his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. That means no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no lack, nothing missing, nothing broken. So Jesus came to show us heaven. A lot of his parables would start off saying the kingdom of heaven as is as if a person does this or that. Jesus did not teach any other way because those that understood would get it, and those who didn't, it'd just fall on deaf ears. We see that. You can preach your heart out for years, and there might be a few that get it, and a masses that don't. Okay? All right. The Lord talked to us about travel at the speed of thought. Right here, where God is headed, we are headed, heaven and earth. New ways of doing everything. No devil to lie to us and prevent breakthrough. It has always been God's will, heaven and earth. The devil is the one that has hindered this. 1 Thessalonians 2:18, it says, Satan, Paul said, Satan did hinder us. This means to impede or detain. Is that what happened to Daniel? That's exactly what happened to Daniel. But the angel assured him, from the moment that you spoke, and you set your face to God for the answer, it went into motion. Who you really are and what you really have has been so suppressed. You will have to learn to tap into these things that I have already given you. The enemy through his propaganda. What is this propaganda? False evidence appearing real. What's seen in the natural world? What's that got to do with anything? It has nothing to do with faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by what the Word says. Quit looking in them places that scare the crap out of you. Stop it. You're deterring your faith. I don't care what it is. Turn it off. The minute you begin to sink, when you're walking on the water, turn it off. He's so dumbed my people down. People are beat down. The thief has stolen. He has killed. He has destroyed. What God says and what his word says and the reality of that is what's real, not what Satan has been doing. It's false. He has robbed my whole body of the supernatural ways of my kingdom. These supernatural ways are normal for a son of God. This is normal to walk by faith and not by sight. That's normal. Don't let the devil try to tell you, no, going to the doctor is normal. No, it isn't. Well, you know, don't start that with me. Don't you even go there with me. It just makes me angry because Satan has come to steal, kill, destroy. That's all he's come to do, and all his system has come to do is to steal, kill, destroy, whether it be financial, medical, you name it. He's the thief and robber. These supernatural ways are normal for a son of God. The way that I show is the normal way for sons and daughters to live. We have lived so far below. We're supposed to be seated with him in heavenly places. But most act like they're not just under the table. They're down in the ground. The supernatural is normal. Most say, oh, that is a miracle. Blind seeing, deaf hearing, dead raised, divine health, divine supply. It's all normal kingdom living. It's the normal every day. Please get this morning. It's the normal everyday way to live as a Christian. The best, oh my children, is yet to come. So many have adapted to the horrible state you're now observing in your nation, the nations of the world. They really think that this is normal. A horrible fallen world is a product of the evil one, for he has deceived men into speaking what they see and are experiencing instead of what they want. People are saying what they want, not what, or they're saying what they have, not what they want. A lot of scriptures here. All right, I think I'm right here. Earnest. A pledge. Part of the purchase money or property given in advance is security for the rest. Isn't that what happened with Daniel? From the day that you proclaimed, I heard and I started immediately to work on it. Whatever you're facing today, from the moment that you committed it to God, he went to work on it. It's like putting earnest money down on a house. You're saying, I'm good for it. God's saying, I'm good for it. Stop letting the enemy talk you out of the goodness of God. All right. That's all of that.